Now to the letter section. Online comments make interesting listening on the subject of the 40 million levelling up cash bid to spruce up the city. They could redo St Stephen's, Chris Blogg. Another 40 million wasted then, Andrew Townsend. Let's hope they don't get it. They have done enough damage already. David Cooper. I'd like to believe this is potentially good news, but I fear it will be squandered on yet more ineffective, unused, misplaced schemes as per previous. I suppose it could be used to correct or undo some of the earliest mishaps. Spend it all on electric buses, or better, make them cheap or free to all. They actually might work. Normal for Norfolk. It will only be wasted on the dreaded cycle lanes and more traffic road humps. Worse still, it will be used to block off more roads so we cannot drive our cars into the city. Oh, and then there are the horrible skyscrapers built for students. Students, best we get nothing. Less FG. Hopefully, they won't get it. With their track record, it will be a complete waste of money. More roadworks, more road closures, and another ridiculous project like St Stephen's. Old timer. Fix the roads that are damaging our cars first, please. Grey. Just leave everything alone, please. Andrew Garner.
Chalice-style glasses are so messy, writes Brian Lamont from Norwich. Many readers may have noticed, as I have, the preponderance of glassware that's available in public houses these days. It seems that almost every brand of beer is now served in its own particular design of glass. Gone are the days of the simple straight cup or tumbler. Although this seems like good marketing and is impressive on the TV adverts, where couples gaze longingly into each other's eyes while holding the same glass of ale, in practice the consequence of using these fancy receptacles is far from the media image. For example, Stella, San Miguel and Carlsberg have all introduced the chalice style of glass, particular to their brand, which is a bit like a wine glass but much bigger to hold a pint of beer. Now, unlike wine, lager tends to rise due to the gas in the beer. This causes the froth to spill over the rim and down the side of the glass, over the stem, to where it settles at the foot of the glass. Unlike the sophisticated adverts, when a sip is taken, the residue of the foaming pint simply pours onto the drinker's lap, not at all attractive, appealing or desirable as the adverts promise.
John Peacock of Norwich writes that pedestrians must come first. People want to cycle and need safe spaces to go, so says a spokesman for Kiddical Mass Norwich. While acknowledging the huge benefits of cycling, an equally appropriate slogan might be, people want to walk and also need safe spaces to go. So, in city centres, just how much more space do they need? Previous pedestrian-only streets and open spaces were requisitioned by the City Council for cycle use several years ago, while the County Council has been busy commandeering pavements for joint cycle pedestrians use for even longer, whilst both councils continue turning a blind eye to the widespread illegality of pavement parking. Norwich, which stood proud in 1968 as the first city in the UK to pedestrianise one of its city streets, has now long relinquished that title by permitting a wide variety of wheeled intrusions on the previously hallowed pedestrian spaces, including by the latest fad of e-scooters, where the lack of effective legalisation is just adding to the legitimate concerns of pedestrians, most notably the elderly, infirm and disabled. Pedestrianised streets, pavements and open spaces should be what is written on the tin, that is, areas for pedestrians to feel safe and secure.
There have been several letters praising our Queen. This one is from Mike Staines of Swatham. I remember making a scrapbook commemorating the then Princess Elizabeth's tour of South Africa in 1947. At that young age of nearly nine, I was a keen royalist, even if I did not really understand what that meant. Some 5 years later, and while at boarding school, our dear King George VI died. My whole school, some 400 boys and staff, stood beside the railway tracks on our playing field at King's Lynn as the train carrying his body back to London passed, some 20 feet from us, a memory never to be forgotten. There's no doubt that our Queen has led our country in a quiet, authoritative way through these last 70 years. Not many of our monarchs, in my opinion, could come close to matching what this dear lady has achieved. She has been an inspiration to us all. I often hear people around me and around my wife say they've lived through some funny old times. That may be so, but we would do well to reflect on the fact that these times could have been oh so much worse, but for having our Queen leading us as she has done. We're so lucky to have had her among us.
And Michael Duncan of Norwich says, "We owe the Queen a debt of gratitude. I worked for a number of family firms and large corporations before retiring. It seems to me the family is an excellent vehicle for business. Bertram Books, founded by the redoubtable Elsie Bertram in 1971 and managed by Kit Bertram till 2007, is a case in point. It was never the same when the Bertrams left. The personal touch had gone. The royal family is in many ways a firm. My comparison with the Bertram family is entirely respectful. We are celebrating Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee recognition of what is the most successful royal company since that of Queen Victoria. Every family organisation has problems, sibling rivalry among them. There is often a reluctance to take charge when the founder retires or dies. That was the case with the King Edward VIII. His abduction in 1936 led directly to our Queen coming to the throne in 1952. The untimely death of her father, the reluctant but inspirational George VI, meant it happened early in her marriage. The Queen, with her late husband, Prince Philip, has overcome many family difficulties. She has always conveyed a personal touch, as with the recent opening of the Elizabeth line. The succession with Prince Charles and Prince William in line looks secure. At a time when Scotland, Northern Ireland, and perhaps Wales may seek to break away from the UK, many of us want it to survive. Some, reform of the shape of union, perhaps the royal family too, may be desirable. Queen Elizabeth has created over these last 70 years a firm that can survive. We owe her a huge debt of gratitude. May God save our gracious Queen."
Lovely.